Earlier this morning, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad announced the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Iraqis have greeted the news of Zarqawi's death with relief and happiness, hoping now that the demise of the country's worst terrorist will lead to a reduction in the insurgent attacks that have killed thousands. NPR's Jamie Terabay is covering the story from Baghdad. Hello, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
Jamie, fine. Thank you. Jamie, is everyone pleased with the news of Zarqawi's death? That clapping we just heard was from journalists hearing the announcement.
Yeah, the Iraqis have always been very spontaneous in their reactions. We saw pretty much the same sort of thing when the capture of Saddam was announced. In Iraq today, following the news that Zarqawi was killed, there's been all sorts of celebrations being planned, especially in Shiite cities in the country. In his last communication, Zarqawi had urged the Sunnis to kill all the Shiites. He considered Shiites to be infidels, and he really tried to do everything to provoke a civil war between the Sunnis and the Shiites. So here, you know, in Najaf, where he claimed responsibility for a mass bombing that killed about 85 people, people in Najaf are outside, they're celebrating, women in the streets are ululating. In Basra, people are firing in the air. And in the Shiite slum of Sadr City in Baghdad, they're already planning some sort of festivities to take place, if not today, then tomorrow, to mark the death of Zarqawi.
So have you been able to ascertain if Iraqis think the violence will end now? I mean, this announcement just came a couple of hours ago.
Well, yes and no. I mean, some think it's going to provoke a response from Zarqawi supporters to, I guess, for them to show that, okay, you know, he's dead, but we're still here and we're still going to be a threat. I mean, just not long after the news broke, a roadside bomb exploded and killed about 13 people. And, you know, most of the Iraqis here I've noticed have always tended to blame foreigners for most of the bombings and the suicide attacks, and the Iraqi officials themselves have also done the same, I guess, in a way to be able to soften tensions between the Sunnis and the Shiites and allow for this reconciliation to take place. But it's also worth noting that the Iraqis were absolutely appalled, most of them anyway, by Zarqawi's tactics and the beheadings and the kidnappings. And so if nothing else, they're hoping that his death would bring an end to these sorts of killings.
Will this also be a boost for the new government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki?
This is a really big day for Maliki. I mean, not only was he able to announce Zarqawi's death, he also got his candidates for Interior and Defence and the National Security approved by Parliament. So, you know, there'd been a 20-day stalemate over the appointments, and now that these positions are filled, Maliki says he wants to get on moving with a security plan that he thinks will allow Iraqi security forces to take over responsibility from the coalition forces so that everyone, including the US forces, can eventually leave. So there's a lot of optimism in the air right now.
And just very briefly, what do we know about the air raid that killed Zarqawi?
It took place on Wednesday evening in an isolated area just north of north of Bakuba, which is and about seven people, including Zarqawi's spiritual advisor, were killed in the air raid.
Thank you, Jamie. NPR's Jamie Terabay speaking from Baghdad.